Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. Everybody, 100,000 comedians out of work, and we got these guys. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century, trying not to get too sappy and soapy. I'm very glad that our good friend Steve Martin is here. Profitpro.us is the website. His books are Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay. Also, Creative Approaches to Developing a Cost-Effective Organization. Steve, we can't have our last interview without talking about profit. One of the things I've been saying this week is re-saying something we've talked about so many times. Cash is what you have to have today. Profit is what you have to have to be here tomorrow to worry about cash. You can't worry about cash in 5 years if you don't sustain the ability to be there in 5 years without profit. And if you make a profit and if you hang on to some of it, you will solve your cash problem. What do you think?
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. Yeah, cash is the fuel in the tank and profit is the longer term measure. I think it's used for tax purposes more than anything else, but really it comes down to what resources you have in the organization to keep it going.
Profit has to be, if it's going to be meat on the bone, it has to be retained, doesn't it? You can't just make a profit.
Yes,
you need to retain it. That's the key, isn't it?
Yeah, you've got to invest it in your people and your business to keep on going forward. And one of the powers of profit and cash is the fact that you then have freedom to do things without stress of worrying about where you're going to get your next meal. That means
right.
You can be more generous to people. You can be a better employer, be a better manager. You can be a better parent.
And your own bank.
You can do all those.
And your own bank, right? I mean, the more profit you retain, the less you rely on the bank, the less you rely on debt, right?
Absolutely. I equate profit and cash to freedom. It gives you the liberty to do what's right more readily and to do good for other people, including yourself and your family. So it's really a holistic view of what money means.
And that now we come back to our original definition of success earlier. We talked about success financially. We talked about why you have to bring humanity into your success equation. But for me, financial success was getting out of debt, having a business that still makes a living for my family and not owing any money. And having enough retained earnings that if I want to grow, if I want to take the next step, I just write the check. I don't call the bank. That's a success. For a lot of small business owners, that's enough success, isn't it?
Yes, it is, absolutely. And that allows you to work up the pyramid on Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and that's self-actualization, having the freedom and the ability to be the best person you can be and to influence people in a positive way going forward.
And that's
Jim,
the thing
I will say it again, you're a paragon of success.
Well, Steve, you used the word positive way just now. Folks, that's how I first met Steve and his wife, Kate. They wrote a book called about the positive way. And you've kept that in your model. You kept that in your philosophy, the positive way, all this time. As we wrap up with about 30, 40 seconds to go, what would you like to say about the positive way in our lives?
Well, Jim, I think whatever you do, you should consider what the impact is to yourself and to the rest of the world. And the name of my business was Business Solutions, The Positive Way.
Yeah.
The name of our relationship consulting business was The Positive Way.
Yeah.
And our mission is to enlighten and inspire personal growth in a positive way. Those words have influenced our definition of success for the last couple of decades.
And he's told you about that from the beginning, and he's continuing to do it. And it's the reason why he's such a high-quality individual and one of the most important people in my life. Hey, Steve, I love you, brother. I'm so glad we spent this time together. Thank you for everything.
Well, Jim, thank you for everything as well. And it's just the fourth quarter.
That's right.
It isn't over.
Not the two-minute drill, the fourth quarter. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, ProfitPro.us. Don't forget to check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.